You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Today is a good day. Speak these words out aloud and listen to your voice as you say them. Feel the words. Feel them activate your heart space and then give them the breath they need to really, truly escape into the world. Say these words as soon as you wake up every morning, even if it feels a bit strange, even if you don't fully believe that today could be a good day, or at least not yet. Maybe they feel strong and certain when you say these words, resonating with conviction, or maybe they come out soft, tentative even, perhaps like a whisper of hope. Whatever the energy behind them, these words hold vibrational weight. They matter. If you say it once, it will make a difference. If you say it every morning, it becomes transformative. Today is a good day. That's the sound of you setting a vibrational intention. You're setting a tone, sending out a signal to the universe that you're ready for something good, something meaningful, something nourishing. You're expecting something good to arrive, ready to receive that thing. I first heard Justin Rhodes say this. I was watching one of his YouTube vlogs. I don't know if he was the first person to intentionally set up the vibration for his day in this way, or whether he had learnt it from someone else. The thing is, when you become practiced at saying this every morning, you begin to recognise the goodness of the day that's arriving. You really begin to state this with more and more conviction as the days go by. Your faith becomes stronger. Since I heard Justin say this, this is what I have been saying every day. I think the beauty of this practice lies in its availability and its simplicity. And it also carries with it a hint of faith. In other words, despite no evidence to support your statement yet, you have unshakable faith that this is already set up to be a good day for you. You're not going to wait around for circumstances to align perfectly or for feelings to bubble up in exactly the right way before you'd even think it, let alone declare it. You have accepted, on faith, the day's goodness even before you have proof of it. Accept it, and the proof most certainly will and must be compelled to come. This isn't about waiting for inspiration or joy to strike before you take that leap of faith. It's about trusting that the act of even speaking these words out aloud are going to send energy off in that direction. Saying today is a good day isn't just a reflection of how you feel. It's a choice. It's a choice to step forward into a brighter reality, no matter where your starting point might be. Now, you might wonder, yeah, but what if I don't believe it when I say it? What if the day already feels heavy because of yesterday, or my mind is clouded with doubts about things that are likely to be going on? My suggestion to you would be, Just say it anyway. Speak the words. They're an energetic cord. And they're going to connect you. They're going to cord you with an energy that magnetically attracts you to something hopeful, something delightful, something you're going to love. This practice doesn't ask for perfection from you or complete certainty from anything else before you use it. It only asks that you show up and that you try. Today is a good day. The truth is, the first time I tried this, the words and their meaning felt a little bit hollow and forced for me when I first said it. I think on some level I didn't believe it was. I wanted the day to be a good one. I wanted the confirmation that the day would contain something that I felt worthy and pleasurable from receiving, yes. But let's admit it, I just didn't know if that was truly going to happen. There can be space for doubt. Let's admit and accept that. So by saying these words, you're not invalidating any difficulty you're already experiencing. You're choosing, I feel, to hold both truths in the same space at one time. I think Justin was using this particular phrase because much of his farm had been hit by Hurricane Helene when it went through. And it had caused havoc for him on his farm. Many of their years of work had suddenly disappeared in the blink of an eye. And his family had been going through an awful lot, let's just put it that way. And yet, as he looked into the camera, and I could see in his eyes, he wasn't completely convinced yet. He looked at the camera and said, to me watching there, today is a good day. So, in invalidating your ability to cord to this wonderful vibration by choosing not to say it because you're facing too many difficulties or because you don't think your life really looks like that yet. Even if things feel really uncertain and you're not even sure that good is possible in your life, just state it. State this phrase as a simple truth. Today is a good day, because you're going to increase the possibility of finding whatever that treasure is that you seek. And when you say today is a good day, you're planting a seed. You might not see it sprout right away, but beneath the surface, something will be shifting. That's the nature of intention. It begins quietly, invisibly, softly, and then just like that, it becomes activated, and like a little seed, it begins to take root. And as you move through your day, those words that you've stated at the beginning, they're going to linger in your subconscious. They're going to move around your energy fields, telling you that actually, today's a good day. Be intentional. I'm reminding you to look for good, to expect it, and to recognize all good things in their forms when they arrive. And then you begin to notice moments you might have otherwise overlooked. The warmth of a smile from a stranger. Maybe it's the way the morning light feels on your skin. The comfort of being able to take in a deep breath or an exhale again. Perhaps it's the feeling of the vibration of this intention as it sits in your energy field and you can feel the vibrational lift in your mood. It's kind of a glorious anticipation of an energy. And here's the thing, those little moments, those fleeting pockets of goodness, they don't have to be monumental to be impactful, or at least that's my experience. They're just enough as they are. They're reminders that even in amongst the humdrum or challenging moments, life holds graces of all forms if you're willing to let them be a part of your conscious awareness. By saying, today is a good day, you're opening yourself to receiving those graces. You're tuning your energy field to a frequency that notices the good. And the more you tune yourself to that channel, the more you will find good things will come and seek you out. It's like those good things deliberately come and find you. Say it in any way you like. Today is a good day. The emphasis on the first word. Today is a good day. The emphasis on the fourth word. Today is a good day. The emphasis on the fifth word. This practice works because it acknowledges the grace, even within the messiness of life. It's a declaration that even within the difficulties that could be there for you, there is always room for ease and the brightness of light. It's about choosing to look for what's beautiful, what's graceful, what's worth celebrating.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What you want? So have a
these words out aloud. Today is a good day. And then a voice says, why? Why is today a good day? It could be your inner voice that asks, or it might be the voice of the person that you are with who's just overheard you saying it. Well, why? Why is today a good day? It's as if you have to be able to justify it before you can say it. The good days are what you say at the end of the day. Today was a good day, rather than something to say at the beginning of it. That you ought to already be able to point to something specifically good, to offer the why some kind of legitimate proof that your optimism is warranted before the good materialise. Today is a good day. And a voice says, why? Why is today a good day? And the reply is, I don't know yet. Yet. There's something freeing in that response. I don't know yet. It says, I'm not waiting to know what is good before I step into this day. I don't need to see it or feel it or be told about it or have planned it before I believe the good day is coming to me. I'm already choosing to believe in it. It's an act of faith, of trust in the unfolding of your day and the gifts that are most certainly arriving for you. There's also something deeply connective about speaking these words out aloud. When you declare, today is a good day, you're not just setting your own intention, as those around you and the space you are in hear that declaration, and then they are immediately aligned, invited in to join you in that energy of glorious anticipation. Think of how contagious hope can be, how one small spark can really light up a dark room. Your words might inspire someone else to pause, to consider the possibility of goodness ahead of them in their own day, and then to align themselves with the energy of it too. I watched Justin Rhodes, and I learned this technique from him. He inspired me. And isn't that what we all need? A bit of inspiration and a clear reminder that no matter how changeable things are, no matter how much of a mountain it feels like we have to climb, how heavy life can feel at times, how lost or fragmented the pathway seems to be right now, that there's always room for something good to take root along that pathway. When you say, today is a good day, and when you say it out aloud and someone hears you, you're not just claiming any moment of grace for yourself. You're creating vibrational ripples that extend far beyond what you or they can imagine. This practice is truly powerful and it's very forgiving. It doesn't demand perfection. You can say it any time of the day and you can say it as often as you like through the day as well. And you don't have to say it every day, though if you can, it will really help you shift and reframe things. I find some days the words come very easily. Today they do. And other days, days when I'm feeling a bit overburdened, well, the words might even feel a bit false. Your voice feels unsteady when you form the words and they have a kind of hollowish ring to them. My suggestion to you, however you are feeling, even if you are in the midst of what feels like the worst time ever, keep saying the words. Say them. Speak that good day into existence. You're creating a vibrational space like a vessel for possibility of all that can be good for you and everyone around you and your space too in that day. And over time, these words accumulate. And then those words are so comfortable to you, they feel less like something you're trying to manifest and much more like something your energy field attracts and embodies and holds on to. Let me ask you then, is this a practice that you would be willing to try? Would you commit to trialing it for 14 days? Test it out. See what happens for you. What if you allowed it to become part of your morning, something you say before that first sip of your coffee, or something you would say as you pull back the curtains to let the light flood into your bedroom. And what if, instead of waiting for reasons to feel happy and blessed before celebrating that grace, that you chose to be hopeful instead and make a choice to speak that good day into existence through your intention? Today is a good day. Say it now. Say it tomorrow. Say it even when it feels difficult, especially when it feels difficult. Let it become a part of you and let it become a part of your energy field. Over time, this practice will shape the way you move through the moments in your day, and it will teach you to look for the light even where you think there will be shadows. This practice has been so transformative for me, I had to share it with you. Trust the process, trust the words, trust yourself, trust today is a good day. And the more you say it, the more you will see it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
By the way.
When I woke up this morning, I said, as I always do now, today is a good day. I didn't know why, because I hadn't experienced the day yet, and I hadn't connected with all the good in it yet. I didn't know the twists and turns that would take, or the moments it would hold yet. I only knew that I was willing to meet the day with hope, with openness, and with the belief that something good would unfold. This practice works so beautifully when you choose to take a moment towards the end of the day to balance it out and to focus entirely on the good that you received. It's going to be easy to say all the stuff that wasn't good. I get that. But the way you amplify that goodness, the way you create and expand that vessel of intention, is actually to honour the good and only the good that you can find in your day. So today is a good day, and as perhaps you lie in bed just before you go to sleep, this is how I use this, I now ask myself to find the answer to the why. Why is it a good day? I usually start by thinking, okay, I'll find five things, just five things in the entirety of the day that I'm grateful for. It could be that it's something as simple as being given the opportunity of another day. It could be that I had some time texting with my children. And even though they're really grown up now, I still love to be a part of their lives and be in amongst all of the things that they get up to. It could be that I am invited out to go and see some friends that I haven't seen for a while. And as you focus and you look for those five pieces of treasure, and it's okay to find more, you'll be able to answer the why with such clarity and conviction. Looking back, scanning the day that's passed, what could you see that prove how those words shaped your experience? Did they have an effect on how you moved through the day? Did they change the way that you began to notice things that made the day feel so good? Did you deliberately try and collect those five things that you'd be able to reflect upon at the end of the day in bed just before you went to sleep when you were trying to answer the why? What was it that made this day a good day? Maybe it was a feeling. A smile on your face for no reason yet. That's one of the things that I keep finding. I don't know why, but when I'm moving through my day and also when I'm reflecting on it late at night, I find myself starting to smile as if I'm responding to something on a much deeper energetic level. I love the way that the sun felt on my face when I stepped outside today. I love that my Bitcoin went up. I haven't got a lot of it, but the little I have, it's always a delight to see it moving up, up, up. And I found a pair of boots in the cupboard that I'd been searching for a while and that I really needed. And suddenly, pop, there they were. It's as if they had been invisible and now they had shown themselves. And, you know, lots of people were kind to me today. I went over to a scrapyard and I was trying to find something for the garden. And instead of someone saying, oh, if we've got it, it's there, this young man that I was talking to, I think he must have picked up on my enthusiasm for doing something a bit Heath Robinson. I said, come on, let's go and find exactly what you're looking for. And we didn't only find one, we found two of what I was looking for. I was looking for a chimney pot. I won't go into it here. But it was so exciting. And then he said, because I was so enthusiastic about what I was doing, he would cut the price that he would normally charge in half. And so I got these two old terracotta chimney pot caps. That's quite a mouthful. For next to nothing. And yet I'd seen them online and I'd seen how much they were worth. Today was a good day. I got parking spaces easily when I went to the supermarket. And there was even a really deep breath that came to me when I saw something that could have upset me. And yet the breath settled something restless that was rising up. These things weren't things I planned or that I'd expected, but they came to me. They became the threads of energy that wove together a really good day. And I've spent time thinking about why this day was so good. And it was very good. It was rich and rewarding energetically. And the more I have applied this practice, the more I'm feeling that most of my days are starting to feel like this. Saying today is a good day in the morning sets the tone. It's an invitation. It invites good energy into your energy field. Reflecting on all of that goodness at the end of the day anchors it into your energy field. And you also get to relive those feelings a second time, which I have to say is really nice. I think that's probably what makes me smile. Reflecting on it also makes it a truth that you've lived. Even if parts of the day were hard or messy, so what? Even if there were moments that I felt like I stumbled a bit or I felt unsure about what I was doing or I felt uncomfortable, really I don't care. The goodness in my day has been recognised and it's still there. And it searched for me and it found me. And when it did, I was already waiting to notice it. And I was grateful when it showed up. And I showed up myself ready with open arms. And I was expecting good. And I made sure it could find me. And so as the day winded down, if that's even an expression, as the day winds down, perhaps that's the correct tense, I reflect on the good day. And I feel grateful about it. Grateful for small joys, for the ways I allowed myself to be present. I'm very proud of that at the moment. I'm being present and making space for good things. Really proud of myself for that. And I want them to come my way. And I'm creating this wonderful vessel of glorious anticipation in my life. And I'm glad that I began the day with intention and that by the end of the day, that intentionality had manifested and showed itself to me. So when I said today is a good day at the start of today, I didn't know why yet. But on reflection, at the end of the day, I certainly do. So fortunate for me and fortunate for you and fortunate for Justin Rhodes that he also has this practice. It's these end-of-day moments, these reflections that remind you why this practice matters. It helps you to see the day for what it truly was. Today is a good day. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.